Hey, all you Holly Weirdos, welcome to another delicious yet unusual and spooky episode of Holly Weird Paranormal Podcast. We are continuing with part two of A Haunting in Huntington Park. If you haven't listened to part one of our series, then we highly recommend that you stop this episode right now and go give part one a listen to, because there is so much to be caught up on. In part two, we continue a little bit with our interviews with Hector, the homeowner, and the happenings within his dwelling. Then we continue with our investigation as we investigate several hotspots within Hector's home. Our investigation consists of two methods, one using the Estes method, and the second one will be using the program Ghost Seer that comes along with an Oculus and AI program. So we'll go more into that theory about this AI program that was actually created by Amy's Crypt. If you don't know who she is a phenomenal paranormal researcher and investigator. She has her own channel on YouTube where she travels all over the world investigating haunted locations. And let's just say that the outcome of both of these sessions left us shook and will leave you speechless. So you already know the drill, folks. You want to grab that selenite, maybe that salt lamp. And if you don't have one, grab that salt shaker and sprinkle that circle of salt, because it is going to get even more Holly Weird as we continue with our investigation in A Haunting in Huntington Park. So let's continue to get Holly Weird in Huntington Park, California. Welcome back, all you Hollywood listeners, as you join us for another audible tour and investigation of this private home in Huntington Park. As we mentioned in our intro, if you haven't listened to part one of A Haunting in Huntington Park, we highly recommend that you stop this episode to play part one. You're missing out on so many great stories and, of course, a bit of history. In this episode, we continue our investigation in Huntington Park at a location that is unknown for privacy reasons. This is a personal dwelling that has been the epicenter of many mysterious and unexplainable happenings. Last time, we delved into a bit of the history of Huntington Park, along with the history of this private home. So before we hit the investigation and the rest of the interviews in part two, let's touch on a few bullet points from part one. In part one, I invited my friends, Tim Roddy of the Tim Roddy Podcast, to help assist in a walkthrough with our friend, Tanya Mercado, who is a psychic medium. Now, Tanya and Tim had no knowledge of any history and accounts of this location. As a matter of fact, this was their first time setting foot on this location. After both walkthroughs were concluded, we all reconvened in the kitchen to sit down with Hector and his mother, Francisca, to see if Tanya and Tim's experiences and everything that they felt in the house in certain areas paralleled with one another, and they most certainly did. Tanya's readings were actually spot on based on everything that Hector and his family have been going through in this house for 30 plus years. Now, here's a couple of things that Tanya had touched on in terms of what she had seen and felt within the home. What we do know is that Hector has a lot of family ghosts. He has a lot of family spirits that pretty much surround him and protect him and his mother, Francisca. One of those entities is most definitely his father, who had passed away in the home many years ago. Now, here's where it gets very interesting with Tanya's readings. She has confirmed with Hector, and Hector has definitely verified with Tanya, that there are three entities that have been seen and felt, not only through Tanya's walkthrough, but also by Hector and his family. There is that of an older gentleman who's angry and very dominant, who does not like the presence of men being in his property. And he has made that very clear by pushing and shoving them, along with throwing things at them. Followed by another entity that Hector has called the woman. This woman has appeared to Tanya as a 50s housewife in her mid to late 20s, but she has such an attraction and connection with Hector, but has no relations to Hector whatsoever. As a matter of fact, she has no connection to the house, and she has been seen and felt in Hector's bedroom and has oftentimes called Hector by his name. And finally, Tanya had picked up the presence of a young child. Now, who he is, we don't know, but he is definitely not of this time period based on how he was dressed, according to Tanya's visions. He was dressed as though he was from the 1930s/40s time period, to which Hector had confirmed that at some points in the house, he has heard what sounds like a child laughing and running, and one evening had seen what looked like a child peeking through one of the doorways in the home. But real quickly, I'm going to pull up this one snippet of the interview that will definitely come into play during our investigation in two locations of the home: Hector's bedroom and the guest room / cow room. Now, you guys have often heard this room being referenced as the cow room in part one. And the reason why it's called the cow room is because of the way the ceiling is painted in a cow print-like design. And it's a really cute room. However, it's one of the eeriest rooms to stay in because that room is actually connected to the attic. And the attic is where people have claimed to have seen an apparition of a man that likes to kind of peer out of one of the smaller windows from that location. And Tanya had seen it as she was making her way to the house that evening. But real quickly, let's hear what Tanya had confirmed in her walkthrough and readings with Hector.
So they keep referencing this person to me. So, and had a very hard relationship with his father. So that means that the person who passed away and the father had a weird relationship.
Yeah, I don't think they got along. I'm not sure if it was because his new wife or because that's just the way. Because what I understand, the people that came here, the man was very hard with all the
everybody,
neighbors.
Everybody.
He was so hard. If he was hard with all the neighbors, that means that he was hard with his son.
Kids, yeah.
And that's all I know. But yeah, I mean,
that's what they keep referencing that to me. So that's going to have to be something in their story. The same kind of thing, like the person who I knew's father was a merchant marine and he was a very hard man. And then the son was a merchant marine too. So, yeah. But they were very hard. They're very rough. Not like, I love you. Very rough. Yeah. So that's what they're telling me. When I went up the stairs for a minute, I was like, I'm not going to open this door. Remember, you were like, go up. I was like, no.
And
I was like,
why did you do the whole tour?
I was like, okay. But when I was going up the stairs, I was like, oh, okay, this is something. So definitely it's a presence. It's like, don't. The first thing that you feel is don't. Like, don't. Like, I don't know how to explain to you. Like,
don't do it.
Don't open the door. Don't come into the house. Don't do this. But they're not in control. They're people who have already passed and have to find light.
Did it feel like there were certain territories throughout the house?
I felt like when I was in the front, wow. I swear, when I stepped in the yard, I was like, oh, I better not step on the grass. But it happened so quick. I was like, why am I thinking that? And then I like jumped off the grass and then I jumped back on the grass. I was like, I can't see the house if I don't step on the grass. Like, and then when the door frame right here was weird. And then your mother's room, I felt your father. And then that room, I felt something else.
Is it a presence that, like, they don't want us up there?
No, I think that it's just really them jockeying for position. They're just jockeying for position. They need to find light. They need to ascend to whatever they're going to ascend to. Like, if you believe in heaven, they need to ascend to heaven. But they haven't been able to. So people who live lives that are very tumultuous and traumatic and die traumatically, it's hard. So especially if, let's say, that guy who died, right? Let's say that my first thing is, where was his mother, right? Because he lived with the mother and the stepmother, father and the stepmother.
We don't know.
Right?
So the lady that passed away here, that was his mom.
Maybe,
we don't know.
Right? So then it's like, okay, where's his mom? The dad, obviously, they had a weird relationship. So who is helping this person ascend? No one. No one's helping him.
He's lost.
So he's like, okay, you've been here 30, you're his family at this point. You've been here 30 years. He's like, okay, Hector, let's go, right? So that's why we're going to give him that position so that he knows that nobody's getting rid of him. Her too. That's fine that she...
Oh, she could stay. That's right. All the way. You know, when I had brought the story up about that, you know, I've been asleep, obviously, and she had lay next to me. You know, you talk to people like, ah, you're crazy. You imagine things. There's no way.
No. What and the what hell? You said is consistent.
Yeah. Oh, she's going to the restroom.
Okay. What you said is consistent with people who have people haunt them, that you felt like you couldn't move, that you all those things, that's how people feel. You get almost like a sleep paralysis, but you're awake. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't get out of this situation.
And it's bull because, you know, until you experience it, you know, but there's some people that are negative and they don't believe in this stuff, which is cool. But when you know it's happening,
but you're living it.
Yeah, I'm living it.
And Hector has been living it for 30 plus years. Towards the end of the interview, Tanya left further more instructions with Hector on what to do in order to keep peace and eliminate a lot of the chaos within his home. Remember in part one, she mentioned plan A, leaving a candle outside lit along with a glass of water, two offerings to appease to the entities, and by keeping them surrounding that light outside. By doing this, you're giving them a position, and that position is to be outside in the front around this light and to feed them with the glass of water. That's just plan A. And remember, plan B is the bigger guns. Now, Tanya needed to leave early due to an early morning engagement she had the following day, leaving me, Tim, and Hector to conduct a series of sessions within two hot spots of the house, Hector's bedroom and the guest room / cow room. There was something else that actually occurred to me towards the end of the interview, and even Hector took notice to it. At some point towards the end of the interview, I kept on looking over my right shoulder as though something was calling to me down the dark hallway into Hector's bedroom. I don't know what it was, but it was the same feeling, the same pull that I felt when I first stepped foot into this house months ago. It was leading me again. Originally, I wanted to start in the guest room, but whatever was in my head was telling me, no, you're going to start here. You're going to start in this room. I instructed Hector to turn off all phones and other electronics in the house as we set up for the first round of the Estes session in his room. The silence of the house loomed before us like a silent sentinel guarding its secrets. With each step closer, I could feel my heart rate quicken as the voice in my head hurried me up with great anticipation. Yet despite the growing anxiety gnawing at me from within, I was drawn to it like a moth to a flame. Whatever was here was ready, and it was ready to make communication. And boy, did it have a lot to say. As we were preparing for the Estes session, I asked him to be the receiver, the person to wear the noise-canceling headphones and blindfold, while me and Hector would be the senders. The headphones were connected to the SB11 box, with the volume set close to max. Station set at AM on a level 4 sweep. Okay, now let's block the actors on the stage. I instructed Tim to lay down on the bed to see if this may draw or entice the entity known as the woman to join us. Since a lot of times Hector is usually laying in bed and this is where she likes to come in when he's laying in bed. We were ready, and so were the ghosts. But nothing would prepare us for what was going to happen in terms of the responses that we were going to receive. I'm just going to tell you that I've never been a part of an Estes session where the answers were so precise and so immediate. Here's what we collected.
How do I know when to start?
I'm going to touch your foot to start.
Okay, perfect.
And then I'm going to touch it again when we're done.
Perfect.
Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
All right. So real quickly, Tim, real quickly, we're going to make introductions. Hi, my name is Tammy. And in the room, I have...
This is Tim.
I'm Hector.
And we would like to make communication with whomever's here
in this room, if you have anything you'd like to say to us or say to Hector, say it through Tim so he could send us the message. Okay, Tim, you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, let's go. Is there anybody here that would like to make communication? Did you like Tanya being here?
Yes. It's nice.
We'll go right ahead, Hector, sorry.
Would you like to have her back one day?
Would you like to have Tanya back?
Yep.
Something was trying to tell me to come in here because you had a lot of things to say, or maybe a message. What do you want to say? What message do you have for Hector?
I'm crazy.
Why are you crazy? We're all crazy, but why do you feel like you are?
Think about it.
Are we talking to a man or a woman?
Woman.
What are you crazy about?
It's okay.
Hold on.
Okay. And I just want everybody to know, I have that volume pretty high and it's pretty loud. Tim isn't in any way able to hear us. All right. What did you think about the first group that was here the last time? Did you like them?
No.
Wow.
I felt that you guys really needed me to tell Hector something because you had a message. Were you trying to tell me that when I was here? Were you the one that led me to the back of the shed?
Sure.
I just knew it. It's just something was leading me there.
The first time?
Yeah, the first time.
Cute.
Well, the dog, is the dog cute? Do you like Luna? I love Luna. Can I ask you something personal? Please. Were you in an accident? Are we speaking to the gentleman that was in that horrible accident? Did you go to school at USC or UCLA?
It's him.
It's him.
Hang on.
Okay. What does he like to say? What does the gentleman of the house would like to say?
I need payment.
Payment? What kind of payment? Monetary? Is it monetary payment? Are you the landlord?
Yes.
Wow, this is, I mean, this is so interesting. That everything is being answered. Okay. I knew we had to do this in this room.
Hey.
What's going on? Talk to me. What else would you like to say? You could say it in a word. Do you like Hector working on the house? Do you like people being in this house? We're here to listen. Anything you have to say, you could tell us. We're here to hear you. You already showed yourself to Tanya. We just want you to know we're not kicking you out. We just want to know how we can live with you. How
here.
Here? What can Hector do to make you feel comfortable? It's his house too.
One.
Who's one?
What is your favorite room of the house?
There.
Where there?
Snooze.
Do you watch over?
Siesta.
Siesta. Do you do a lot of?
No.
Oh, okay.
We should probably
start. Is that what you used to do here? You used to take a lot of naps? Are there more than one in here? It's just this.
Enjoy.
Enjoy? Oh, you enjoy taking naps. Do you dream when you take those naps?
Okay. Cheers.
Salud.
Who's with you right now?
So far, the K2 and the EDI hasn't budged. Neither has the tripwire, but we're getting a lot of answers. Do you like communicating in this way? With the K2 and the blindfold and headphones? Is this the best way you want to communicate with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we don't need these other devices. Tell us one word of how you feel. Just how do you feel right now? Are you angry? Are you content? Are you saddened?
Pounds.
Pounds.
Pounds?
Pounds. I don't know what that means. Pounce, what do you mean by pounce? Do you want to pounce on someone?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for communicating. Can you give us your name? I think that's the thing that we all want to make sure that we have is your name. We're all on first name basis. What is your name? Can you give us your name, sir? Please? Just one name. If you want us to help you, we need your name. Maybe a nickname? We know that you're the man of the house. We just want to make sure that that man of the house has a name. As you know that this is Tim?
Christian.
Are you kidding me? Hi, Christian. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to meet you and to talk to you. Christian, are you the one that was in the wheelchair? Is that you? Are you the one that Tanya saw on the second floor? Christian, what do you think about your stepmother? I don't mean to open old wounds, but was she a pleasant woman?
Don't let me fail.
Never let you fail, Christian. Can you tell us what school you went to? Did you go to USC? Were you a Trojan? Or were you a Bruin?
Christian, is the lady next to you?
Ha 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 ha.
Are you laughing at us or her?
Oops.
Or is that someone else laughing?
Perfect.
Christian, does the lady next to you want to say something to us?
Travel.
Scrabble?
Travel.
Oh, travel.
Where? Who's traveling?
You.
When?
You mentioned you're traveling.
Yes. When I travel, are you with me, Christian, or the lady? Because I've felt presence before.
Child.
There's a child. Is the child next to you?
Physically.
Physically, there's a child. Are there children that come and visit the house?
No.
Okay. How many children are here? Are there any children here in the house? Does anyone look after them?
Christian, are you angry at us?
Christian, oh, go right ahead. I saw.
What are you doing right now, Christian? Who's with you?
Hurts.
Okay.
Are you hurting? Touch.
Amigas.
Was it you guys?
Yeah. Amigas.
Friends?
Yeah, I'm friends with Tanya. She's my amiga, man. That's my friend. I went through a lot of things too past couple months, so I know pain.
I'm going to put a pause here. I don't know if you guys caught that, but it sounds like we caught an EVP. It sounds like someone is saying, help me. So I'm going to replay that with the level volume at the highest I could get it to. Here it is. Could this be Christian physically asking for help and not going through Tim? We continue with the Estes session.
What hurts? What happened? We're listening. It's okay. You could tell us. We're your friends. We just want to know what's happening.
Crazy.
We know. Who's crazy?
Or is the situation crazy?
Do you like to bug me at night when I'm asleep? Are you trying to get my attention?
And another pause right here because it sounded like someone was responding to Hector, but not through Tim. And it sounded like I captured a no. Here it is at the highest volume level.
Are you trying to get my attention? Are you trying to get my attention?
Do you want Tanya to come back?
Sweeties.
Do you think we're sweet?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Do you think we're sweet?
No worries.
Okay.
What is it you're trying to tell us? That we're crazy? We knew that already.
Yeah. I'm sure this whole situation's crazy.
We're crazy to find out.
I know
I am.
We hope to be your friend very soon. We just hope to gain your trust so we can help you.
I'm tall.
We know that you're very tall. Are you the athlete, Christian? Are we talking to Christian?
Haunted.
Yeah. What are you haunted by? Are you haunting us?
The house.
We know that.
We know you're haunting the house. Why are you haunting the
haunted?
House? Oh. Why are you haunting the house? Why? What's going on? We just want to know why you're haunting us or why you're haunting Hector.
Yeah, we want answers. We're trying to help you.
We're just trying to live in harmony with you guys.
Have you ever heard, can we get along?
Can we all just get along?
Yes.
But why are you haunting this house? Was this your house?
Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
I
never heard of that either.
Explain Undertaker.
We're going to move into the next room upstairs. It's been 20 minutes. Is there anything else you like to say?
Undertaker.
Undertaker. Okay. Undertaker. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Christian. We hope that we can chat with you again. Is there anybody else in the cow room? Can you tell us if anybody else is there? Or are you going to be there? Or will somebody else be there? Will you follow us into the next room? I'm going to wake up Tim. Going once, going twice. Any final words?
Love you.
Aw, I love you too. Thank you.
I don't know what I was talking about you.
Thank you, honey. We're going to go into the next room. Okay, let's turn on the lights. Oh. Tim?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have never seen a Nesta session this immediate with the answers. Tim, I'm going to have to play it for you. But in the beginning, it was question, answer, question, answer, question, answer. Christian, we asked the name of the person that is here. Who is the man? Said Christian.
He's tall.
What did you feel?
I felt like this overwhelming feeling. I think it was after I mentioned Christian. It was something about, which we're going to listen back, but something about, I don't want to follow the rules. Or it was something, I don't want to fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, along that,
I got so emotional. I could feel.
I could tell.
Some pressure. Like, I could have started crying. If I, like, just, like, sunk into that a little bit more, I could have started crying. I just felt the emotion come over me, and that when it was like, I don't want to fail, and I could feel just like a pain or like a disappointment.
You think it's a person that we were talking about where I guess he was trying to tell his dad, I don't want to fail?
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Wow.
Someone just, he just did not want to
fail his family
and let someone down.
Yeah, because he was living in the street. So this is what I'm gathering. I think he was trying to tell his dad, I don't want to be in the street. I don't want to fail. But with the stepmom, can I say it?
Yeah, it's
she
okay.
She was a bitch to what we understand. She wanted nothing to do with him. In other words, she was out of the house. That's why he was living in the van. And I don't know if that was trying to say, I don't want to fail. I think what he's trying to say is, don't kick me out.
No.
I don't want to fail. I want to stay here.
Oh,
that's what I'm gathering. I don't know about you guys.
No, I think he, like Tanya said, he has no place to go.
Nowhere to go.
He has nowhere
to
go.
So he figures, now that you guys are here, they want to kick me out.
Yeah.
I already been kicked out once. I don't want to fail. But this is what I'm saying. I don't want to kick them out, but I want to live in harmony. I don't want to get punched in the middle of the night. I don't want to be awake in the middle of the night. If you want to try to say something to us, don't do it when I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Let's find a common ground.
Let's find a common ground, yeah.
I can live with the dead. I can live with the living. I don't have a problem. I want answers. I'm trying to get answers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I saw when you...
I could feel twice. It so visceral.
It was getting a little emotional, too. I felt something like... It was like pain. I'm like, I know pain. I went through it, too. Like, It's tough, you know, we have friends, like, you could trust us, like, tell us. I feel like he's slowly trying to...
Yeah, he likes Tanya.
He loves Tanya. He called us sweeties.
Amigas.
Amigas. I was like, that is my girl, yeah. We could all be friends. Let's trust us. He wants her back. He said that he liked us. He... I think he called me cute at one point.
Cheers.
I was like, yeah, you said cheers. I said salut. And then I was like, is there any last words you want to say? You know, is there anything else? And you said, it was said, love you.
Love you.
Yeah, I just hope he, you know, can open up to us a little more.
Yeah, because on the other session, it was her talking, not him.
Not him.
He was trying to get in.
Oh, really?
But mm-hmm. she was like, I know, this is my house.
I'm the lady.
I run this place.
Yeah, I'm the lady of the house. And he said landlord, and then towards the end, there was undertaker.
Undertaker.
Twice you said.
I remember saying that twice.
Twice you said undertaker. I'm wondering what that could be, though.
And then he said something about payment. I mean,
payment. The landlord payment. Yeah. In the middle of the session.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting is Undertaker. I'm trying to figure out what that could be in connection to.
That's the only thing I can think of is the wrestler, but I don't think it has anything to do with
this. There was someone that died here, though, right?
Yeah. There is a younger gentleman who died at the age of 37 here. And that was Sears. And that was in 48. But there hasn't been a woman that was in any of the articles. It was just that one teenage girl, but it was just her parents saying, oh, like, she's going to college. Congratulations. I don't know if the kids are, like, connected to the neighborhood or the TB hospital. So,
do you think they travel?
Oh, yeah. It could be. It could be that this house is a magnet of energy. And they probably feel a lot of love, and they probably recognize this house from their childhood.
There was probably something here at the time.
I wonder what it could be. I wonder if it could have been a playground at one point.
Or a school or a church.
I'm going to try to dig deep into this property. I think you could find it through City Hall. But it costs like $50 to...
What about a cemetery?
No.
Back in the days.
I mean, it could be a possibility, but remember that TB hospital probably had a lot of deaths, too. There probably were people buried there. I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, back in those days, it was not like what it is now. They had a cemetery over there.
Yeah.
You know, and everything was, because everything is populated now before everything was open.
Yeah.
And even going back to earlier, it's interesting because when you're walking in, it just felt very, like, rules, orderly, no like self-expression,
mm-hmm.
Which Tanya felt in her own way, like with the grass, and then I had mentioned like just kind of my throat, like it almost was like you kind of had to you couldn't express yourself, you kind of had to, sorry, my head is just
so I know it's but okay, it was a lot, yeah. it's hard, yeah, like,
so you had to conform to rules,
yeah,
to some extent.
Yeah,
I believe what we were talking about earlier about the man, the soul of the house, very strict. So I think this is why the son got kicked out, because you had to follow
rules of the house.
And I don't think the guy was following them, so got kicked out.
And neither of those two were the ones that died here. Sears isn't one of those two, right?
Sears died here.
They found him. It wasn't the father.
But the father didn't pass, but the son passed away outside. Close to this area.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that's what happens. He had a connection here. This is all he knew.
Yeah.
He didn't want to leave.
And that's why he said, I don't want to fail.
Imagine, well, I'm wondering what decade this was. Was it in the 60s and 70s, you know? Well, typical, like, if he was an athlete, that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, what school you went to? Like, he wouldn't tell me, or what sport he played. And I'm wondering if it was a father-son relationship where you're like, I can't fail my dad. I got to go to school. I got to complete the sport. Now I got injured. Now I got to conform. Now I got to listen to him and his new second wife that I don't like. And look what happened. Yeah.
Especially if he was going to one of those schools too.
The pressure. I can't even imagine. He probably got so pressured to make his dad happy that he injured himself.
It could happen,
you know, that's another thing too. As I mentioned before, I've never been a part of an Nessa session, well, maybe a few in the past, but very few, where the answers were quite immediate, one after another, each response coming in hot right after each question, left me and Hector stunned and wide-eyed. But even going back and listening to this, the very few amount of times that I heard even EVPs, especially the one that said, help me, left me pretty shaken. Each answer, though, throughout this Esta session possibly could be delivering a clue, another piece to the puzzle, I am crazy. I like this. Then we got deeper into knowing possibly the major key element of one of the entities. Christian. Could that be the name of the gentleman, the tall man, the athlete? And the heartbreaking response, I don't want to fail. Oof, left us all a little emotional and bewildered. It seemed that this was the best way, quite possibly the only way, the entities of this house wanted to make communication. And it was as though they were in control with the answers they wanted to deliver. They liked it. They didn't want to bother with the gadgets. They wanted to do this particular exercise as a way that they could be heard. And they had control of how they wanted to be heard. Despite the astonishment and shock of the responses gripping us tightly in its embrace, we stood our ground, determined to uncover the truth behind these haunted messages. We decided to make our way to a different area of the house, the guest room slash cow room. Now, if you remember from our last episode in part one, this is the room where originally Hector and his brothers used to sleep in, and this was the room where his cousin Fernando had that very unusual night's sleep. Now, in this cow room, I believe that now Hector's niece stays in this room, but nothing ever happens to her. In this room, we decided to conduct two different types of sessions, one using the Ghostbox app and another one using the GhostTube Seer AI program along with the Oculus. Now, the GhostTube Seer is the world's first AI-powered paranormal tool and app created by paranormal researcher and investigator Amy Skrept. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, not an app, Tammy. But I wanted to try another technique similar to the Estes method. And when you're conducting investigations in the paranormal, we shouldn't poo-poo certain techniques and tools. Look, I have my qualms with the SLS camera. I definitely do. But hell, I used it on a couple of investigations where at times it really didn't fulfill its duty and other times where it left me going, okay. That was interesting. And it's always good to also test and hypothesize different methods. Now, the app combines theories of spiritual communication and manipulation of environmental sensors with the human psyche, mind, and interpretation using the power of modern-day artificial intelligence algorithms. The GhostTube Seer adds a new dimension to experimental spiritual communication that is unmatched by traditional tools and experimental techniques. Now, according to the website, the GhostTube Seer uses your mobile device's actual sensors to detect fluctuations in magnetic energy, select words from pre-populated word banks, and an advanced artificial intelligence to produce unique AI-generated visuals based on selected words. We use this in conjunction with the GhostTube Lens, which is the Oculus, and it's the world's first virtual reality headset for paranormal investigators. The GhostTube Lens is designed to be used with compatible GhostTube apps to give you an immersive experience and open a range of new investigation techniques. As I mentioned before, it doesn't hurt to try new investigative techniques. It could also be used in sensory deprivation-like paranormal experiments, such as the Estes method, to help focus your mind while listening to other devices. Now, after we made our way to the cow room, we set up the app to see if we could pick up any voices, ask any questions, do a session for a good 15 to 20 minutes. And to tell you the truth, we didn't come up with much. But once we had Tim put on the Oculus or the GhostTube Lens in conjunction with the GhostTube Seer app, that's when things started to get really interesting and things started to surface a little more, things that weren't even shared during Tanya's readings. Let's take a listen on what we picked up. Anything that comes to make an image. So the device that's on Tim's face right now, guys, is going to show pictures.
And whoever's here can show those pictures on that device through Tim so he could describe what you're showing us, what you're showing him. Can you show us a picture of a memory? Or maybe a picture of what you look like?
So it looks like the shell of a foundation or a boat, almost. Like the structure of something. Or the remnants of something.
Interesting.
The ex-owner had a boat.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this boat, it looks like it's been through a lot, or it's really just like the foundation of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it went through, but in the garage, he made an extra hole. The garage is there, but he made like a little room on the side and made a hole so the book could fit in there.
That is so astonishing that it's showing you a boat. And the original owner, like the former owner, had a boat.
We never saw it.
Okay, we're going to see these pictures when we're done with the session. Yeah, that's really good that you told us that. And that's amazing that it's showing us. Okay. Are we speaking with the former owner? What else can you show us? Better yet, can you show us what once stood in this location? Is it possible to show us a structure of what was once here before the house? Christian, can you show us anything too through this device?
So I see a street with some street lamps on, and there's a car going down the road.
Okay. Are there any houses or?
It looks like buildings, not necessarily houses, and it's black and white.
Interesting.
Does it look like it's now or in the past?
It looks like it's in the past, but the architecture is buildings. It's not like houses. It doesn't look residential.
Okay.
It's almost like industrial.
There is an industry. Like, there's a lot of businesses and warehouses around here.
Vernon,
yeah. The Vernon, there's a lot of, like, food plants, warehouses, fulfillment houses. Okay. Could be that probably it was something industrial here, a warehouse at one point, maybe. Can the woman of the house show us what she looks like? Or show us what you do?
So this is another scene of like a city, but it does look like it would be more of what this neighborhood was. Like the early 1900s, it looks like there are just different houses. It looks black and white. There's some power lines. I don't see any people there. Interesting. But they do have, this is more of a neighborhood.
Okay.
There's not really any driveways, but there is like a road. And the houses are pretty close to one another.
Probably is walking us through the timeline of this area. Is there something connected to this house nearby?
So there's like a woman who has like a very stern face. She looks mad and she has these yellow eyes that are kind of gleaming.
Why is she mad?
Can you explain like what she looks like? Does she look like of a different time period?
She looks like she'd probably be in her 20s or 30s.
20s.
Probably, yeah, late 20s or 30s.
Does she look like she's from this era?
No. Okay. She has heavy eye makeup.
I mean, they wore makeup, a lot of makeup back
but
then.
But she just had like an evil glare to her. She was upset.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Is she upset because we're here doing this?
Yeah, maybe. Are you upset that... Maybe show us why you're upset. How about that? Can you show us why?
It's interesting because here it's not really showing much, but it's showing like two lights. There's what appears to be like fluorescent yellow glow, but it's almost like you're looking at it through like a shower door, or not necessarily a shower door, but like tempered glass to where you really can't see through the other side.
Interesting.
So there's two lights. The one on the bottom is a little bit bigger, yellow, and then there's like a smaller one above it.
We're going to bring this session to a close. Is there one more image you can show us? One more image that you like to communicate with us to tell us something before we exit and close the session? This is your time before we depart. We're going to have to say goodbye.
So there's one last scene.
Okay.
There's a guy kneeling down. He's on the side of the road, and it looks like he's looking at, like, a brick, or he has something in his hand that he's, like, staring at. It looks like there's a red, like, drink next to him or something in, like, a red vase, but he's, like, staring intently at this, like, brick in between his hands. And he's on, like, just a city street. It looks like it could be like a college campus. Not saying that specifically, but mm-hmm. It looks like...
It looks collegiate.
Collegiate, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So that's interesting.
What does the man look like? Does he look young or old?
He was in his 20s.
Interesting. It could be Christian.
Yeah, just the architecture of the building, it looked like very... collegiate in the way that it's like, it's not like your average, you know, neighborhood, and it's not like a business center.
Interesting.
But it looked, it could be like USC or UCLA or something.
More like USC because they have more older buildings.
That's true, exactly. They do.
They have like that architecture.
They do. That's so true. All right. Well, thank you so much for communicating with us. We're going to turn off everything. Thank you for all the messages you sent. And also, we'll see you again. We'll hear from you again. We'll come back. And hopefully, you have more to tell us, okay?
So that was definitely interesting, considering that what was presented to us through the responses of the ghost seer and the images of the boat, the neighborhood, the woman, and this wasn't recorded, actually. After I press off on my camera, it turned out that there was another image that submerged on the ghost seer app, and that was a picture of a child. And that one you'll also see online. I'll be posting the pictures onto Instagram, so you all can view them and share your thoughts and, of course, share your opinions. So, final thoughts on part two of our investigation throughout this private home in Huntington Park is that we have confirmed that there are three definite entities within this location: the man, the woman, and a child. Second, it turns out that the Estes method is the best method of communication in order to communicate with whatever is there. It seems like whatever's there really enjoys doing this method. They prefer it. So that's a no on the K2 tripwire, and especially the EDI and also the cat balls. All of them were pretty much silent. Nothing went off on those devices, but it seemed that this is what they prefer, and we're going to move forward with the Estes method in more investigations to come. I really felt that the Ghost Seer app also was a pretty interesting tool, considering that in a way it does kind of incorporate the Estes method. And we did get a lot of interesting images, especially that one particular image of the boat, which Tanya didn't bring up. We didn't know. And once that image popped up, as you heard Tim mention and even Hector mention, that the owner of the house, a former owner, did own a boat. So that was really, really intriguing and quite astonishing to know that that picture actually came up, and along with other pictures that correlated with a lot of the stories and the possible lives that lived in and around this area. So is the Huntington Park home haunted? Absolutely. We have full body apparition accounts, not just from Hector and his mother, but other family members. I felt that there's definitely more than one energy there, and Tanya has also confirmed that as well. But our job is not over yet. We still have much more work to do, much more digging to complete, and we still have more pieces of this puzzle to organize and piece together. Now, we do plan on returning, however, I plan on doing something a little differently in terms of our investigation methods within Hector's house. We're still going to use the Estes method. However, I'm going to bring two pupils to come in, and they're going to conduct the Estes method in two different locations simultaneously. That way we can see if the answers still correlate with one another, and if we can conduct this simultaneously, then there wouldn't be a struggle, a jockeying for position between these two energies. If we could separate them in two separate areas, then maybe we can have clearer answers and more of a focus on one particular entity in one particular space. By having one person in the attic, possibly trying to make communication with the tall man, and having another individual in Hector's room to make full communication with only the woman. As always, thank you for joining us on this very unusual and quite spooky journey into the world of the unknown here in Huntington Park. What will lie ahead in the future episodes? Well, only time will tell. Until then, stay safe, stay curious, but most of all, stay Holly Weird. And also, stay tuned. Because in part three, we're going to have a post-mortem with Tim, Tanya, and of course, our homeowner, Hector. And we'll be releasing out an announcement for those who wish to send any questions that you wish to ask any of us for that interview. Okay, so now I got to go back to the drawing board and do some more research, friends. But remember to take care of yourselves, stay healthy, stay weird, but most of all, stay Holly Weird and stay haunted. Huntington Park. We'll be seeing you very, very soon. Okay, friends, till next time, stay Holly Weird. Bye.